everybody. Good day wherever you are in this world. I hope you're having a great day here listening to Revolution Radio. Everybody asks for this. Revolution Radio. Where the information never sleeps.
Use dissent with disloyalty. We must remember always that accusation is not proof, and that conviction depends upon evidence and due process of law. We will not walk in fear one of another. We will not be driven by fear into an age of unreason if we dig deep in our history and our doctrine. And remember that we are not descended from fearful men, not from men who feared to write, to associate, to speak, and to defend the causes that were for the moment unpopular. We can deny our heritage and our history, but we cannot escape responsibility for the results. We proclaim ourselves indeed as we are, the defenders of freedom wherever it continues to exist in the world. But we cannot defend freedom abroad by deserting it at home. Cassius was right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. And good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're ready, because straight from downtown Columbus, Ohio, it is time for Liberation Nation with Deacon John, where America comes to hear the truth.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's the 13th day of April, 2021. Don't forget, we're listener supported here at freedomslips.com. So please head over to our homepage on the internet. That's going to be freedomslips.com. Make a donation. We appreciate that very much. And we've got, while everybody's arguing and bitching and moaning about Biden not really being the president and all this other nonsense and people being woke, what we really need to be talking about is what's going on over in Ukraine, Eastern Europe, between Russia and Ukraine, and Crimea. Biden's policy, and it's very serious. Even Stephen Bannon has said, who's an expert in his area with his contacts over in Israel, that they're lining up. They've got the chess pieces lined up for World War III. And this is not a joke, man. And I've got the hijacker to come in with some expert analysis on this today. How are you, hijacker?
Pretty good, Deacon. How am I coming through?
You're loud and clear. And the pipelines, you know, we got the Jews along with the Saudis and the American Jews and the financial structure. They want to get that pipeline themselves to supply Europe, and they want to jam the Russians on this Nord or whatever it's called pipeline, Nordstrom or whatever they call it.
And, it's worse than that, Deacon.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So this is what we got, folks. We got movement. I mean, everywhere from the Baltics. All the way from the Baltic Sea, all the way to the Black Sea, troops, everything is moving right now. NATO's now moved in 40,000 troops to the Russian border. 20 to 30,000 are American. So we have now got 20 to 30,000 American soldiers at the doorstep of Russia. The Russians have responded. They have moved, some say 80,000, other people say 100,000. Of their troops, plus a couple of air divisions, they've moved to counter it at their border. You're talking not only Ukraine, but Latvia, Belarus, all up and down there. That's called Defender 2021, massive exercise. NATO's also moved in 50,000 pieces of armor, of equipment, tanks, Bradleys, you know, portable rocket launchers, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Russia's now countered. They have now moved in tactical nukes. These are mobile. They're like artillery pieces, except they fire tactical nuclear missiles. They've now moved those to their border. And also Putin has warned the United States to stop the military ships from coming into the Black Sea to Crimea. So it looks like it's full spectrum. They both had a phone call today. I heard that it didn't last long. And you can't really get any reports of what happened because the media, all they say is Biden warned. He was stern with Putin about, you know, his troop movements and how he's threatening, you know, Europe. Also, the defense secretary, Austin, he has now gone to Europe. Yeah, I think he's in Germany right now, but he's going to Brussels and he's going to all the different NATO countries. And basically the word is he's saying, get ready for war, folks. This is go time. And if you take a look at the economics of the world, you know, they're going for it. It ain't over the pipelines. They want the $75 trillion laying on the ground in Russia. This is going to loot Russia. And I think there's a lot of deviousness here. I think the United States is going to pick this fight. And then I think that the Chinese are going to work with the West to overthrow Russia. So I think it's going to be two-pronged. The United States and Europe on one side, with China hitting the soft underbelly of Russia. And Putin's got to be thinking about that. I mean, there's only 145 million Russians compared to 1.4 billion Chinese. Mm. And Russia's rich. I mean, they're the rich. They literally are the richest country in the world in natural resources, gold, lithium, oh, everything. Everything. They got everything. Let me keep looking at my notes here. Okay. Also, excuse me. Two C-130 Hercules, the big giant planes that can carry like all kinds of stuff, has secretly gone into, well, it's not so secret now, they're called Hercules planes, have landed in Kiev in the cover of night, and they're not reporting what's in them, but probably what's in them are, it's probably missiles. We've already seen the train loads and train loads of tanks and Bradley vehicles. Let me look. Okay, so now that we can see, we're right on the precipice of it. And I'm gaming out what the great and mighty king of Mother Russia is going to do. So I'm going to make a prediction now. Within probably before the week's end, and probably within the next week, you're going to see an accident in the Ukraine, and it's going to be one of their nuclear power plants. I think Ukraine's got 5, or maybe it's 7. But the two most western, in other words, the furthest away from the Russian border, near the border of Poland, that would be Poland, you're going to see a nuclear power plant in the Ukraine have an accident. It's going to get blown up. It's going to be Chernobyl type of accident that's going to happen. This is probably the only thing that Putin can do to get this rabid Western dog and the oligarchs to come to their senses. And he's going to make it look like an accident. He's not going to claim it. So I'm going to say he's going to hit one of their nuclear power plants. Uh-huh. And just take a big 2x4 and smack that mean dog, that rabid dog. And then I would hope that he would open up a play for, as a worldwide Christian champion, and go for the worldwide presidency, and start a program with the Eastern Orthodox Church, as well as the, the Western Protestant Church. But he's going to have to do something. Also, this is the other reason we know there's war, and I'll turn it over to you guys. So when we take a look, yesterday, China flew 25 planes en masse. Like it was almost like it was the beginning of a war with Taiwan, and Biden doesn't say anything. I mean, China keeps provoking. I mean, even the Secretary of Defense, Kishner or what's his name, dude, guy, the Jewish guy, Sinkin, the Blinken guy.
Right. Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State.
Right. Yeah. He's basically saying that it looks like there's going to be war with Taiwan. And he's kind of done an offhand thing saying, you know, you better back off. Yeah. But anyways, so it's coming at us. All the pieces are already there. And so I'll turn it over to you all. I mean, what do you all think?
Well, I got to say this, and then I'm going to throw it to you, Guy. This is what happens when you have Democrats in charge. Democrats started World War One. They started World War II, okay? They started Vietnam, okay? And they're crazy. And this is what happens when you don't have a president, like even going back to Bill Clinton, I like him, or GW, or Bush 1, or even Obama, or even Trump, to say no to these Jews and these bloodthirsty financiers on Wall Street. We don't have that right now. We don't have a president, even though he may be a piece of shit like Clinton, who puts his dick everywhere in the White House, to say, no, we're not going to war. That's the problem we have. Go ahead, Dugai.
Well, boy, we have a full plate today. It seems like a lot of news broke out all over the place. It seems like you guys chose to lead off with Ukraine, so I'll second that emotion. I have several stories today. I've been checking Russia Today a lot because they have been following it, and they do a pretty good job. So there's several stories today on the Ukrainian situation. And the first one is a warning from Moscow. It says U.S. should stay clear of Crimea and Black Sea, quote, for its own good, says Moscow's deputy foreign minister, as American warships move closer to Russia. It says any U.S. presence in the Black Sea is a provocation and Washington should keep away from the area. That's according to senior Russian diplomat. Speaking after Turkey revealed that two U.S. warships would soon arrive in the region. So we're sending warships into the Black Sea. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov told journalists there's absolutely nothing that requires the Americans' presence near the country's Black Sea shore, according to the White House. they're trying to provoke Moscow. Provocative in the literal sense of the word. They're testing our strength, playing on our nerves. They won't succeed, he said, noting that Washington would also be better off staying away. It'll be for their own good. Also dubbing Washington as Moscow's adversary. His use of the term marks a departure from Moscow's usual manner of referring to the Americans as partners. He also accused Washington of doing everything to undermine Russia's position in the international arena. And so this was in Turkey, where diplomats were meeting. And that also two American warships are going through the Bosphorus, which is the strait that leads from the Mediterranean into the Black Sea. And that's where Crimea is. Is in the Black Sea. It's a big peninsula into the Black Sea. So that's the one contested part of Ukraine that Russia is now part of Russia, actually, officially. So that's the first story. And then a further development today is Russian troops. It says the next story is Russian troops on the Ukraine border are, quote, ready to defend the country. In event of war, says Defense Minister Shoigu, warning of NATO buildup. So two detachments of the Russian army, along with three airborne units, are ready to act in the event tensions with the West escalate into full-blown fighting. Moscow announced Tuesday following the surprise inspection of troops. So Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu inspected the troops and told journalists that that the personnel met the standards required for the situation. Quote, the troops have shown full readiness and ability to fulfill the tasks, ensuring the country's military security. Currently, these associations and formations are engaged in drills and exercises. So they've got, five divisions ready to go, three airborne, and they're concentrating more. This is in addition to all the missiles that they're bringing in, the Iskander missiles. They are having talks with Washington right now, it says, about all this. And that is actually the next story. There's more, some outlining of the forces, but you can tell they're bringing in a lot. So this is what Biden said today about it. It says, The next story is Biden invites Putin to a crunch summit amid deteriorating ties between Russia and U.S. as American warships chart course for Black Sea. So now Biden wants to have a summit. The story leads off Russian President Vladimir Putin and his U.S. counterpart Joe Biden have discussed tensions in Ukraine, security issues, and need for nuclear arms control, with the White House proposing a formal meeting in a third country, probably Poland or Finland. In a statement published on Tuesday, American officials confirmed that the two leaders had spoken about a number of regional global issues. As part of the talks, Biden is said to have voiced concerns over the sudden Russia military buildup. We're doing the same thing on the Crimean Peninsula, along with the border with Ukraine. And he wants to de-escalate tensions. It doesn't look like it. Sending all this hardware and troops from NATO. They're also sending it into Ukraine. So it says some in the West have asserted that Moscow may be planning to invade Ukraine, but such claims have been met with dismissal by Russian officials. Washington has reportedly two warships to the Black Sea. So Putin said, quote, "When I was a kid, when we were arguing with each other in the playground, we used to say, whatever you say about others is what you are yourself." He noted that Washington is determined to have a relationship with Moscow, but only on issues that are of interest to the United States itself. So it looks like they're going to have a summit, but the tensions are high. Everything's still building up. So that was all from Russia today. So we might have one more summit for looks, or if Putin can pull a rabbit out of a hat. But like I said, it's on course for May.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but I think this is a typical trick. If, for instance, we both know history. We were in the middle of talks with the Japanese when we let Pearl Harbor go down, or peace talks. You know, there's always these peace talks. Chamberlain goes and says everything's okay with Hitler. They always talk, and everything they're talking now are all lies. Both of them know it. Both of them know on the phone call that each one's lying to the other one. So I don't even think there's going to be a summit. They can say a crunch summit, but I don't think so. I'm predicting there's going to be a nuclear power plant accident in Western Ukraine. I think Putin is making his mind up right now on how to stop this thing. And he's probably thinking that's the only damn thing that's going to stop him, to make him wake up, is that all of their power plants are in play. And then they won't, then they're going to need our oil for sure. So he gets a twofer out of it. But also Turkey is now said that Russia needs to return Crimea over to the Ukrainians. So now the Turks, and they're the soft underbelly of Russia, and they got the Turkish army. I mean, they got like the biggest army besides maybe the Chinese in the world. I mean, it's a huge mechanized army. I mean, they got like, look it up. They got like 50,000 tanks. I mean, they got like 75,000 troop carriers. I mean, you take a look at the Turkish army and all the stuff they got.
I have. I mean, it's big, but it's not top quality. Let's put it that way. So Russians have top quality equipment. They mow through Turkey's forces like Swiss cheese, basically. Turkey is good for pushing around people in the Middle East. Against a first world power, they have some premium equipment, but not very much. And a lot of their troops are low quality. I mean, it'll be a problem. It's definitely a big number to deal with, but they don't have a land border with Russia. They're across the Black Sea. They have almost no navy to speak of. So, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, they can go up between the Caspian and the Black Sea. They can get to Russia through there.
Well, they'll have to go through Azerbaijan,
right,
or Armenia, or Bulgaria and Poland, and through Ukraine. So one or the other, they're not going to go across the Black Sea. They would have to send land forces around.
Yeah, right.
The geography of it, is in Russia's favor. They're on the defense. They know the terrain, and their morale is high. A lot like the Ukrainian forces, morale is low. A lot of these people have been conscripted, and a lot of them know that the country has been politically corrupted. If you've been following it, there's only a certain hardcore group that is really behind this in Ukraine, and they just have a lot of support from the U.S. and from select NATO countries like Germany and basically France. But, you know, it could be a conflict. There's no question about it. Putin has another trick up his sleeve I just found out today. Here's another story about what he's got. And the title of this one is Russia to deploy killer robot army amid Ukraine war conflict. So it says here, this is from Natural News. Russia will soon integrate robotic killer tanks armed with a variety of weapons to its military forces. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu inspected the tanks on April 9th at the 766th Production and Technological Enterprise Factory, where the tanks are made, in Nakhabino, near Moscow. The Ministry of Defense of the Russian Federation announced the same day the first unit with strike robots will be set up in the Russian Armed Forces to operate 5 Uran-9 robotic systems of 20 combat vehicles. Uran-9 robotic system is an unmanned ground vehicle equipped with 30-millimeter automatic guns, anti-tank missiles, and flamethrowers. It is the latest model of the Uran series after the mine clearance robot Uran-6 and firefighting Uran-14. These models will be joined by other similar robots that the Russian army plans to develop in the future. They've deployed them in Syria in 2018, had some trouble with them, but it looks like they're planning on deploying them along the eastern border in Crimea. So apparently they've got a 920-unit brigades of this thing ready to go. So they're rolling out everything. They said they're saying it's unclear if they plan to deploy it, but they've been putting video about that they're going to do with it. And it's their latest version. So, I mean, it looks like they're doing everything to show their at least some of what they got ready to go. And I'm sure there's more. So that is from, I believe, today, Natural News. So it could be quite a conflict. The first conflict with robots.
Let me ask you a question, both of you. All right. So what were the China is the new superpower model, right? Of communism and cultural Maoism and your social credit system, and they'll work for $1 an hour, 50 cents an hour to make your iPhone, right? Okay. So somehow the elites have put in puppet politicians over the years here, blackmailed. And this is my thinking here. Either one of yours, tell me if I'm right or wrong. And you've got Biden, who's him and his Biden, he's got little girls or whatever it is, and all these politicians got Chinese girlfriends or Chinese boys and girls. So that's the new model. Let me ask you a question. What were the two obstacles to the new model, right? Donald Trump was one. He's gone. Okay. And who's the other one, hijacker? What's the other big obstacle to China's world communism with the elites? The mining king of Russia, right?
Right, I had thought that the Zionists in Israel were going to check the Chinese, but they seem to be an alliance. So
But Van Noon said that they double crossed Trump. They double crossed the Jews over in Israel, and over here double crossed Trump. They dumbed him, and they picked up China, and that's what we got here. The Jews now are kissing Chinese rear end, and vice versa. If I'm right, am I right or wrong?
And it seems to be there's something about the Chinese people where they're easily to be controlled. And so even though the top elite communist Chinese, they know how the Zionists operate and what they're going for. The Zionists seem to trust the Chinese that they're going to be able to manage them. So make them like the world policemen, and Israel can be in the world capital and rule through the communist Chinese as the superpower of the world. So that seems to be their thinking. And you know, we got to figure, you know, a couple million people control 1.4 billion people. They might be right. They got the technology now, social scoring, the currency. That's why I think it's not about pipeline. I think these Zionists have figured out how to keep the magical money machine, and that is take Russia. But their problem is they got the Putin stands in the way, and Lavrov, and the Russian people. So I'm thinking this is go time. So now it's down to what Putin's going to do, and that's why I'm thinking when I take a look at the four-dimensional, you know, political chess game here, I'm thinking he's going to take. There's going to be an accident in Ukraine, nuclear power plant, Western Ukraine. I'm pretty sure of it. He's going to send them a message.
Well, anything could happen. It could be something unexpected, but I get the sense we still have a little more time. So there's going to be more buildup. And right now they're flexing their muscle, both China and Russia. I'm really not sure of the alliance between China and Russia right now either. That seems a little unclear as to how they're dealing with each other, because their interests don't seem perfectly aligned. If the Chinese are backing the globalists and the globalists are confronting Russia, that kind of puts them at odds. That seems to have a difficult future ahead. It's break time.
It is break time. I was trying to get to my button. We'll be right back. Hold on.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio!
This is David Dungeon from Shiny Side Out. You're listening to Revolution Radio. And now we return you to Liberation Nation with Deacon John.
Hey, welcome back. Don't forget we're listener supported over here at freedomslips.com. So head over to freedomslips.com, make a donation. So we've got some hot news off the press here. See, this is Biden, right? He's like a gangster, right? You put the screws to somebody, right? And you stick a knife up to their neck or a gun to their head and say, oh, let's just sit down and talk about it, right? Okay, that's what they're trying to do is bully Putin. And you know what you've got way at the highest levels? You got the Jewish Russian oligarchs over there in Russia with Putin controlling him. And you've got the American Jews over here with Biden, right? And now when those two have their Mafia Don meeting, and if they hammer something out, then they'll go to their two politicians and tell them what to do. Am I talking right or wrong? Hi, Jay.
Well, here's what basically this is what I heard last night on Rentz's program. He had Mitch, I think Henderson, I think that's his name. Yeah, Mitch Henderson, and so he was giving an analysis. He was a military analysis, as well as been a cop. You know, he's been all involved in that whole world. And he goes, this is the first time in 20 years. So he's got a lot of sources, both in the military and in the intelligence agency where he gets his information. He says, this is the first time in 20 years when I get a hold of my sources that they're actually scared. He goes, usually I call them or we email, when I get a hold of them, I talk to them. You know, they just basically give me the information. This is what's happening here, there. He says, this is the first, and it's very dry. It's just an exchange of information, you know, not a lot of emotion or whatever. But he says, almost to a source now, he's saying that for this is the first time in 20 years that they're actually scared. And he actually says, they all believe. They don't think. They're all now under the belief that we're about to get involved in a nuclear war. That it's not a matter of, you know, if, but now it's when. And the clock is ticking. And if you take a look at the economics of the world, as well as when these vaccines are going to start killing people off, and you see those things come in a conjunction that's coming right up, it looks like this is going to be a big dust up. And Biden's already telegraphed to the Chinese that he's not willing. In fact, he'll make up the excuse. Well, we can't fight China. Yeah, they invaded Taiwan. They consider it's a province that's, you know, in rebellion. And we're not going to get in the internal affairs of China. We'll put up a naval blockade. But we got our hands full with the Russians in the Ukraine. And there's no way that we can, you know, getting involved in a fight over Taiwan. And so as soon as this thing starts, this could be an inside deal. As soon as this thing starts with Russia and then we are engaged, I think China is going to try to sweep Taiwan. I think they're going to try to bomb Russia and try to take him within a week or two. And then you got to think, what is the Saudis and the Israelis going to do in the Middle East with Iran? What's Iran going to do? So we could be looking at war in the Middle East, war in the Ukraine, and in Asia. This is all really bad. I mean, it took Biden, 3-4 months Have we hit the 100-day mark yet, Do Guy, John Deacon? Oh, are we been at are we at 100 days yet?
Oh, yeah, we have.
Yeah, it took them, what, less than 6 months?
Yeah, it didn't take long.
No.
Straight down, basically, in all categories.
And Putin's got to be sitting back. The great and mighty king of Mother Russia's got to be sitting back and says, you know what? The reality change told me. Don't let them have those elections. They're going to rip them off. You need to go ahead and knock their power out for about a week or two, postpone those elections. So, because Russia's going to be on the menu, and damn, if they're not, didn't even take them 6 months, and he's looking at it. So, what you all guess of what Putin's going to do next? I think the power plant. If I was his advisor, I'd say we need to send him a strong message.
It looks like he's going to keep rolling out his forces for the world to see and to bolster the morale of his people. I don't know if he could possibly cut off the fuel supply to Europe if it really gets bad enough. I mean, there is a pipeline aspect to this that a lot of energy comes from Russia. That would hurt their economy, so that's why they don't do it. But if it gets bad enough, what that will do is send the price of energy soaring and destabilize Western economies. So,
what about some asymmetrical warfare? How about taking someone like Biden or someone over here and have them getting caught with their pants down with some pictures at the surface or something like that? You know, I don't even think that'll work, huh? Because him and his son got caught with their pants down, and he got put in as a fraudulent president. This whole thing is in the Twilight Zone, isn't it, Hijacker?
Well, Hannity said last night, or I don't normally catch him. I usually catch him first couple of minutes because I watch Tucker pretty closely. But he was interviewing somebody, and Hannity said he knows people who had access to the full laptop. And he goes, I can't go into all the details. He says, but the stuff that's on that laptop, that if I were to actually take possession and look at it, I would be guilty of a very serious crime that would make parents, how did he put it? It would enrage parents if they knew that I saw those kind of images. Basically, he was talking about child porn on Hunter Biden's laptop. Some say with 8 and 10-year-old Chinese girls that he was given as a gift, wow. I guess, by the communists to Hunter.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
He said that on the air. He says, all I can say is if I took possession of it, I would be guilty of a very serious crime that would enrage most parents. Something like that.
Yeah. Well, what more evidence do you need people to see? You have psychopaths running this government who don't care about anything else but putting money in their pockets, killing people. That's all. And using little girls as animals, as pigs.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying, man. Right. I don't think this is about pipelines. I think these people have figured out a way to keep their magical money machine going, and that is conquer Russia and their resources. Forget about a couple of pipelines. I think these people are going for the whole enchilada. In fact, 2 days ago, the great and mighty king of Mother Russia had 5 cities in which he moved in millions of body bags, basically, and preparing burial sites in these 5 different towns or cities close to the border. Some kind of drill for mass burial. So, no, I think Putin's gonna send in humanitarian workers to help the Ukrainians out in their nuclear power accident. I think he's gonna send them care packages from Russia. Forget soldiers. He wants to send humanitarian people and help them with their little accident they had. I'm telling you, it's coming.
Hey, listen, it's not funny. That's how these people operate. And if you can't do something like that, and see a chess move and pull it off, you can't be president of Russia or the United States or whatever country you're president of. You got to be able to do that stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be able to. Yeah, that's what leaders do, unfortunately. They kill people. And they do calculations all the time. I watched this one movie the other night. I think it was Heart's War. Stupid about race or whatever, but it did have a twist to it. But in the end, you know, the colonel, who was played by the guy who did Die Hard, Bruce Willis, right?
Yeah.
And so he was going to do a sabotage campaign as a POW of German industry. They were making bombs or whatever. And anyways, they got this one black guy, accused him of killing this white guy who killed another black guy, supposedly. And he justified it and says, well, it's just a matter of war. I don't care if he didn't kill him or not. You know, you do war, somebody's got to die. And if I'm going to, you know, spend one guy's life, he's a soldier, he got in this war in order to be able to pull this operation off, even though he didn't kill that guy, to distract the Germans, I'm going to do it. And that's how they think. They think like that. Anyways, so Dugai, what do you think Putin's going to do? What's his game? How is he going to game this out?
Well, I think he's going to accept the invitation to the summit. I think he's going to be more pronounced in calling the aggression what it is, however. And I think they're going to emphasize probably the coup, maybe the coup itself that installed Zelensky in power. He has called him a comedian because that's what he was. He was an entertainer, the president of Ukraine, and he was installed into power in a color revolution. He's really just kind of a puppet for the West. And I think if they, in his speech that's coming up on the 21st is going to be key, Putin's speech. And I've been reading about atrocities that the Western Ukrainians have been committing against the ethnic Russians. And that's why, they dropped a bomb on a bus in, I think, Luhansk. A drone dropped a bomb on a bus, just a public bus, and killed several people, and including children. And they've been doing stuff like this to destroy the morale of the people, but it's not doing that. And so I think that's going to be part of framing this as terrorism and defense of the ethnic Russians. And those troops are going to be deployed if there is continued aggression to basically envelop the ethnic Russian areas. They are, fortunately for them, on the eastern side of the Dnieper River. So there's a natural kind of border to the Russian enclaves. And so they can hold that line with the Russian forces. And so they will use their cruise missiles and their Smerch artillery and their S-500 air defense missiles to hold that area. And I think they can do it. And that will be seen by the Russian people as justice because of the atrocities that are being committed and because of the coup that was done in 2014 by the Obama administration and by, I'm sure Biden was involved, and Soros. So there's been crimes that have been committed that aren't being talked about in the current discussion that have created the situation we have today. And so unless that's put in context, the situation can be framed to be Russian aggression. So Putin's got to win that battle, which I don't know if he can do in the United States, but if he can win that propaganda war in Europe and the Middle East and maybe in a good chunk of Asia, that's going to be good enough to give him cover at the UN and to make the NATO-backed aggressors that are trying to swallow all of Ukraine look as morally dubious as they really are. So there's going to be a propaganda fight and then possibly a real fight with conventional arms. And I think the Russians are prepared to win that fight. I don't know, you know, if Biden is planning on basically destabilizing Ukraine and causing a catastrophe to destroy Putin's credibility around the world, to make him look like a butcher. If Putin plays it right, it's Biden that's going to look like the butcher. So it's all going to come down to framing it and then only playing a defensive role to protect the ethnic Russians from the atrocities of the out-of-control color revolution government that's in Kiev. I think that's what he's going to do.
I think you picked the date. I now got the date of when this nuclear power plant accident is going to happen. It's going to be the day and the hour when Putin and Biden get together. While they're in talks, there's going to be a terrible accident in Western Ukraine power plant, nuclear power plant. And then the rest of the talks are going to be about how they can use humanitarian aid to help the Ukrainian people.
Really? What did give you this idea about a power plant in Ukraine going awry? Did you hear that somewhere?
No, because at the end of the day, most people don't understand that at the end of the day, Russia is protected only by its missiles. It's not its tanks. It's not its army. It's basically its nuclear power. And at the end of the day, the only way Russia can actually stop, you know, any major power from overrunning them and destroying them is they're going to have to use nuclear weapons. And so I'm thinking, you know, he knows at the end of the day he's going to have to do it. So why not create the accident beforehand to show the world, look, do you want your power plants to go up? You want the ones in Europe? You want to do it? You want to do this thing? And this is the easiest way he can tell and explain to the whole world, especially the globalists, the leaders, that he's just dead serious.
Yeah, but the problem is the prevailing winds for most areas that he would do that in would take the fallout back over Russia.
Well, it's got to go over Ukraine first. I mean, I'm talking Western Ukraine near the Polish border.
Yeah, but it'll go all the way around the world. I mean, but a lot of the fallout will go, you know, right into Russia.
He'll take that hit to stop a nuclear for World War III. He'll take that hit. And in fact, he'll say, you really think we're going to do this? We would do something like that when we're going to get the fallout? Or you think we're that crazy? That's why I'm thinking.
Well, there could be some diversionary accident that happens. There are several nuclear power plants in Ukraine. I mean, that's where Chernobyl was. So
yeah,
there are several other ones that, you know, they're older power plants. So it wouldn't take much to put them in crisis. But, you know, they're bringing all these troops in for a reason. And I think there's going to be some type of conflict. There already is fighting. That's the thing. The Ukrainians have mobilized troops to start shelling the two independent Russian provinces of Donetsk and Luhansk that have declared self-government zones, which I thought the Democrats liked. I mean, you know, Chaz and all the other things.
It's part of the UN Charter, right? The self-determination. That's part of the UN Charter, period. That's what the Crimean people did. They first had a vote to succeed, and then the second vote they had is to join Russia, and then there was a Russia Duma that said, okay, we'll accept your application.
Yeah, they did it according to the book, and that's the same thing. Seeing that example, the people in Luhansk and Donetsk basically want the same thing eventually, because they're not being treated fairly by the puppet government in Ukraine. And since the last election was corrupted and overturned, they don't feel they'll ever be treated fairly. So really, the process, if it's going to be something the UN is going to claim is legal, should be evenly applied to people who disagree about it. And yeah. I don't see how the Biden government can care more about the integrity of the borders in Ukraine when they don't care about the borders here in our own country.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. It has nothing to do with that. These are rapacious people. This is what they had planned. Even Hillary Clinton during the 2016 campaign says that a cyber attack is an act of war, and that she would put a no-fly zone over Syria. I mean, she was already saying we're going to go to war with Russia. But here, all three of us were Russians, and we're sitting here gaming this out. Once this thing starts, forget the pipelines. Forget the energy that's going to go to Europe. The United States says, well, we'll supply it. And the Saudis will say, we'll supply it. So Russia's literally, their game is they're going to be under economic siege. Just like an army surrounds a castle, basically starve them out. That's what's going to happen if this thing starts in Ukraine. And if you game it all out at the end of the day, you know, basically they're going to economically try to choke you out. That's going to be their game if it starts. That's why I think Putin's not even going to let it start. He's going to let them know right from the beginning, look, this thing is going to go nuclear. We're talking World War III, and I'm going to give you a taste of it. And there'll be an accident. Western Ukraine, I can't say the name of the power plant because I don't speak Ukrainian, but it's...
We'll see.
Yeah, hey, right.
I do want to get a story in here I heard today on Steve Bannon that is not Ukraine related, but is very important. We've been talking about it here lately, and I think if people haven't heard that, what happened this morning on Steve Bannon, they need to know, and I want to share this link. And it's the fact that it's more vaccine warning information from someone that has a lot of credentials. And this is a expert cardiologist called Dr. Richard Fleming.
3 minutes. Go ahead. 3 minutes.
Yeah. He issues a dire warning that the experimental vaccines are ineffective and could cause mad cow disease. And so this was a whole part on the War Room this morning, where Steve Bannon brought him on, and he said, quote, "I'm not anti-vax," Fleming told the War Room. "I'm just anti-bad medicine." Fleming said the vaccine companies own data from Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson that all show their vaccines make zero difference in stopping COVID. He said the emergency use authorization data shows there is no difference. It's just random chance. However, he said the risks of taking it are high. He said in the animal model, people develop spongiform and mad cow disease. We also know 2 weeks afterwards, they develop what causes Alzheimer's and other neurological disorders. Fleming warned that the effects could take a year and a half to show in humans. He also, Fleming, who in the 1990s discovered inflammation causes cardiovascular disease, said man-made spike proteins in the vaccines also cause inflammation. And the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was pulled from distribution for its link to blood clots in women. He said the vaccines have no statistically significant benefit. Fleming also said because inflammation and blood clotting create Lewy bodies that are associated with dementia, mad cow disease, and nothing that benefits. So I will link to this, but this guy is a highly credentialed doctor. He's made several important discoveries in medicine. He's no lightweight, and he's coming out on Bannon saying the vaccines are ineffective and they're dangerous.
Yeah, somebody also said that they also create involuntary movements and messes with your speech. And it almost sounds like a zombie type, you know, mad cow.
Mike Adams said that, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's just that this guy has major credentials, this Dr. Fleming guy. And for him to come out and for Bannon to put him on, I think that's a big thing. And anybody out there, you know, we have had over, I think, 135 million people be vaccinated with at least one dose so far. So people think about it. I think the dangers are real, and I don't know if they can be fixed. So you may want to wait on this one. I certainly would. Just like 40% of U.S. Marines so far have refused to take the vaccine.
Actually, they say it's higher than that. That's actually a low number. It's closer to 60, but they're saying like a third. But they're
trying
lying.
To keep it low so it doesn't look as bad. But the Marines aren't stupid. I hope it's higher. I hope it's as high as it can be, because they could wipe out our military without firing a shot. These vaccines are dangerous. All the information tells me that. And this Dr. Fleming today coming out, Mike Adams' information, which I'll also link to, he says vaccine antibodies cause blood clots in the brain, lungs, and heart. And the FDA halted the Johnson & Johnson vaccine as deaths accelerate. So I'll link to that. That's from Natural News.
Well, they got plans to grind the United States military down, and they're going to use the Russians to do it, unfortunately. I just don't. You know, forget the Q thing. Generals are all traitors. Satanic organization. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Sold out by our own military.
Hey.
Yo, the brass. Hijacker.
Hey, hijacker, isn't the president of Ukraine a Jewish comedian?
Yep.
See, these people are psychopaths, man. You know? They are.
It's Yakov Smirnoff, right? So... What's a country? Remember him?
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. I think that's it.
All right, we're done.
All right, guys, say goodbye.
Then take care.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio. She travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Be evasive. But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came and unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic.